Joining us live is DPS Commissioner Keith Squires. May I ask you first, Commissioner, how is Trooper Eric Ellsworth doing?
Good morning, Amanda. This has been just such a difficult time for us, and especially Eric Ellsworth and his family. His condition this morning still remains with little change since he arrived at the hospital, and we just appreciate everyone, the showing of support and prayers that are coming in for him and his family have just touched us deeply, and the family also wants to thank everyone, and it means so much to them.
And Commissioner, I know that there were a couple of other officers also involved in, some incidents over the past couple of days, weren't there?
There were. It's disturbing to see how many officers around our country are being attacked just for the fact that they're police officers in their uniforms, sitting in their police vehicles. It's a time unlike anything I've seen in my career.
You know, I want to focus just for a second, if I could, Commissioner, on something that happened with the Utah Highway Patrol, where I think a trooper did a maneuver of sorts to try and block a driver who was driving the wrong way. Is that something that you train to do? Or, I mean, that just sounded like an extraordinary thing to me.
It was, Amanda. It's not something that we specifically trained for, but it was a situation where the trooper realized that the potential of someone being seriously injured or killed with the way that the circumstances evolved, and put himself in that position to be able to make sure that that individual was stopped and that he couldn't hurt anyone else. And so these are the things that police work involve. You just never can map out exactly how every scenario is going to end up or what's going to happen next. And although the officers receive the best training and equipment that we can give them, it still comes down to sometimes just having to react to the moment.
It is a tough time, Commissioner, to be a police officer at this day and age, and then you throw in some of these other circumstances that we've been talking about even just over the past couple of minutes. How do you find, and how important is it for you to find the very best of the best when it comes to police work?
It's the most important thing that we are involved with. We have to have men and women who are of a caliber and a background to represent us and to uphold the law. And the challenge for us in this day and age is that there has been so much negative publicity. You know, an incident that happens, you're always going to have incidents, human, where people make mistakes as police officers. You're also going to have even a rarer amount of incidents where someone tarnishes their badge. But the overall majority of the men and women who serve do it because they genuinely care and they want to help people. And the public needs to be there and support them. I've seen in the last while something that's very encouraging to me. I have our troopers and other officers sharing with me that while they're fueling up their vehicles or in a restaurant, more and more people are coming up and thanking them for what they're doing. And that really means a lot, and it helps us to be able to recruit, which is so important to our agency.
Well, please give our love and our thoughts to the family of Trooper Ellsworth, and he's in our prayers, and we hope that he recovers quickly.
Yes, indeed.
I will, Amanda, and if I can just mention that some of the other officers' wives and spouses have set up an account through America First Credit Union under the Eric Ellsworth Family Charitable Account. And the family, again, appreciates all of the support and prayers coming their way.